We have a favored son in this fight as well. His name's Scott Pruitt. Scott Pruitt's been beat up a lot by the special interest lobbyists and the environmental lobby. They put out all kinds of stuff about him. I'd encourage them to actually meet Scott Pruitt and to hear from him. Scott Pruitt's been passionate about the environment. Scott Pruitt actually likes breathing clean air. I know that may be shocking to people, but he actually likes clean air. In fact, he likes clean water as well. Don't know if you knew that or not. Scott Pruitt has been a very good attorney general for us. That's also been very focused on doing this one thing. What does the law say? Let's do that. And some of the pushback that Scott Pruitt has had is not that he's opposed to the law, is that he's not willing to push beyond the law to be more creative with the Clean Water Act and be more creative with the Clean Air Act. That's not the job of the executive branches, to be creative with an old law. It's to implement the law and to do it well. I fully expect Scott Pruitt to hold every person and every company that's a polluter to account, because we as a nation all want clean air and clean water. But I also fully expect him to push back when someone says to him, you ought to do this, for him to respond, that may be nice, but that has to pass Congress, because the Environmental Protection Agency can't make up the rules. They can only implement the rules that have been given to them by Congress. Looking forward to Scott Pruitt serving in that role. And in the weeks ahead, as he's left out of committee now and advanced out of committee, he'll come to the floor and we'll have a full vote here. And I'm willing to tell all of my colleagues that when Scott Pruitt is at the Environmental Protection Agency, you'll be pleasantly surprised with how fair he is, how responsive he is, and how passionate he is about actually implementing the law. These are long days for us because there's an awful lot of stall tactics going on. President Trump is trying to put his cabinet together. By this point, 2 weeks in, President Obama had almost all of his cabinet done already. Well over 20 individuals were already in place in President Obama's first term. The other party has blocked as many as they possibly can so that President Trump can't get to work. You may think that's a nice political thing to do, but the nation had an election. And as President Obama said, elections do have consequences. And President Trump should be allowed to put together his cabinet just like Republicans allowed President Obama to put together his cabinet before. It's a fair thing, and it's a right thing to be able to do. We all need to be able to get our work done, President Trump included. Let's let him put his team together and get to work as the American people have asked him to do. With that, I yield back.